Hey, you're listening to Space 101.1 FM. I'm Phoebe, host of our local music show, Northwest Orbit, where each month we chat with a different local band. We just wrapped up talking with Maita in July, and now this August we're shining the spotlight on Rakoma, a three-piece indie alt-rock band from Seattle.
Moonlit country breeze, oh remember that night when I kissed you on the cheek. You said it wasn't the same anymore. Thought I felt some pain before. Come on and let me in. Let's go on and start again. We could work it out if you're around like you were.
Lyricist Glenn Hyder and guitarist Sean Colopy both moved to Seattle with the intent of pursuing music. They described why they chose Seattle and their impressions of the scene once they got here.
For me, I liked a lot of the bands that I knew were from Seattle. Like, of course, like the bigger ones like Death Cab for Cutie, Fleet Foxes. But I also still liked Deep Sea Diver and some of the other bands who were potentially not as well known at the time. And I come from the Bay Area. The Bay Area music scene is very eclectic and very spread out. So it was really challenging for me to find sort of like-minded musicians to play with. And it seemed like Seattle had more of a cohesive feel. I don't know if that is actually true. That was just my impression at the time.
Yeah. I think for me, I had a buddy out here who already played, and it just made sense for me and my partner at the time to move out here. I had no idea about the scene, but I mean, looking back, like, it's just such a good place to play music. I feel like it's like small enough to make a name for yourself and big enough to kind of find what you need. Yeah. Seattle's music scene is pretty awesome.
So it lived up to your expectations?
I had zero expectations and I love the music scene here. It's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Like, I remember we played one of our first shows and like people were like giving us they're like, you guys have something kind of cool here. You guys should do this. You should go here. And right off the bat, it was like, it's just always been really like pretty supportive. Yeah. There's so many good bands too. It's just crazy.
And from the start, we made friends with other bands and still constantly send each other potential shows and go to each other's shows. And that seems like a pretty unique experience, just having played shows and outside of Seattle and gone to shows in California.
Rakoma has called their approach to songwriting authentic and simplistic, focusing on honesty. Glenn broke down his thought process towards writing lyrics for their album, This Front Room.
Yeah, I think with that record, we, in terms of like wanting it to be honest and concise and that sort of thing, I think that was important lyrically, I think, for me. And that's always kind of been a thing, to be kind of upfront with just lyrics and that sort of thing. Like the song Dog Bones is like about, like, I used to live with Sean in a house and I broke his dog's bone. So it was just about like being like, just like in a, you know, that kind of feeling of like, kind of like, damn, I'm always kind of doing the wrong thing, you know, that kind of sensation. So it's just like really honest. A lot of the lyrics are trying to be upfront, like Dear Brother is about my brother who struggles with drug addiction and that sort of thing. And not really shying away from like the real stuff and more just like talking about experience and that sort of thing. So I think that was important for the record. And I think that's still something we all like enjoy making. And
Kicker is the third track from This Front Room, released in 2020.
The Kicker's, I think, unique off the record because it actually started me and the other guys figured out some music together and then showed it to Glenn. And Glenn wrote all the lyrics like in one sitting really quickly. I don't know if you want to talk about your inspiration.
Yeah, so I think it was toward the end of the album. and I was like on Google, and I was like, sad short stories, because I was running out of things to sing about. And then I read, it was like, I kept the ultrasound, someone I never met. And that was like the super short story. And I was like, whoa, I had like a really profound moment where I just thought about my mom. She's been through a couple miscarriages, my sister as well. And just like women in general, and like what they sacrifice and how hard that must be. And so then I just like sat with that, and like in 15 minutes kind of came up with the lyrics. And at the time we had it, it was like kind of more of a banger. Like it was very like loud, and like I was singing like probably an octave higher. I don't know if it was an octave higher, but it was, yeah. But then we like revisited it, and we're like, what if we, it kind of took us a while actually to get to where
we rewrote the chorus probably like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So we landed on that feel.
Yeah. Something more like, I think more streamlined and more, less
appropriate
intense
to the lyrics. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And, our friend Mike Vernon Davis also helped us add some things in Hall of Justice studio. Definitely, I think, held up the emotional part of it sonically. Mm-hmm. I think some of the like Mellotron layers and things like that.
And here's the kicker on Space 101.1.
Our first episode of Northwest Orbit with Rakoma. You can access these episodes and any previous artist features at our online archive at space101fm.org. For more info about Rakoma, see the website rakomamusic.com or keep up with them on Instagram and Facebook. And by the way, if you liked The Kicker, you can see the band play it live in a car for the submission for NPR's Tiny Desk Concert, a video that is definitely worth checking out. We'll see you next week.